Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
What conversation should we be having around money to make sure that the partner we're in business or life with is going to support us as opposed to be a kind of thorn in the side of energy, if you will?
I think money plays a very, very big role in our life. We should control the money. We should never let money control us. I love earning it. I love giving it away too. If you're in a relationship, understanding money in the relationship plays a very big role. You can't have one person with a poverty consciousness and another one with a prosperity consciousness and expect to have harmony in that relationship. It's just not going to be there because there's too many things where money comes involved in the decision-making and conversations. And if you're not on the same page, there's trouble in River City, you know, and that's just the way it is. So I think it's very important. The truth is, not many people understand money. Very few. You know, I was mentioning my business partner, Sandy Gallagher. She was a securities attorney when I first met her. She came to a seminar and she ended up being my business partner. She owns 50% of the company and she's the CEO of the company. She runs it. But she's a damn genius when it comes to money. I have a pad here where I write things I'm grateful for. The very top thing, Sandy's financial genius. That's number one in my gratitude list every day. I've earned millions and millions of dollars, but it wasn't until she became a business partner that everything in my life changed with money, because she knew how to manage it. And if you don't know how to manage it, you're not gonna do very well.
How do we first manage it in our minds and not let ourselves become afraid of it or hoard it or
scarcity? It's got to start. Everything starts in the mind. U.S. Anderson said, thought is the preamble to everything. He said, when we fully realize that thought causes all, we'll know there's never any limits that we ourselves don't impose. Everything starts in thought. So if you want order with money, it starts here. Relationship starts here. And your business starts here. It all starts in your mind. And the problem is, hardly anybody understands the mind. And it's something that can be understood. I teach it to psychiatrists, and I'm very good at it. That's my strength. I really understand the mind. Mind is movement. Mind's not a thing. Your brain isn't your mind any more than your toenail is. Your brain is an electronic switching station. Mind is movement. Body is a manifestation of that movement. So if you just stand and just observe a person, you'll get a hell of a good idea of what's going on in their mind. So whatever benefit or any good that you want, that's where it starts. You gotta start understanding, study it. And I think the best thing to do there is to go to somebody that really understands it. Ask for help, go to the best. But I was doing a seminar in Chicago. I had 450 different district agents in the room. The number one agent, he was the number one of all of their agents in the world. And when I found out he was in the room, I got him to stand up and I asked him a few questions. I said, Ron, how many people in the past year have asked you if they could take you to breakfast or lunch and had a list of half a dozen well-prepared questions to ask you? Not one. This is the best in the company. He won the President's Trophy. He was the number one agent. But that's not unusual. I wasn't even surprised. The truth is, most people don't think. Earl Nightingale, marvelous man. I loved working with him. He one time said, if the average person said what they were thinking, they would be speechless. And I'm inclined to agree with him. If you listen to most people, what they're saying, it's fairly obvious they're not thinking, or they'd never say what they're saying. Or stand back and watch what they're doing. They'd never do what they're doing if they're thinking.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.